Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Wrestle Chat Radio's weekly wrap-up. Marcus Kane coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York. And for the next hour, well, you know what we'll be talking about. You know exactly what we'll be talking about because the WWE has done it again. And I'm getting really sick and tired of having to come on here and try to explain the unexplainable. Every single time the WWE begins to make headway, every single time they begin to clean up their act and start to give the fans what they want, they screw the damn thing up again, and I am no longer thinking that this is an accident because no one is this incompetent. No one is. Now, I wake up this morning to a bunch of talking heads who have no damn idea what they're talking about, saying, this is the way business works. Business is like this. You people should learn to understand what business is like. No, you should understand what business is like, okay? I have a business degree. And here's what you don't do. You don't advertise products and then don't deliver them. You don't waste television time on advertising and then say, we're not selling it. That's what you don't do. Now, do you cut worthless products or products that you're not going to use from your inventory? Yes. And if I'd have woke up this morning and said, well, okay, they let a few people from NXT go, maybe, you know, people they didn't feel had any real future in the business, I got you. That is how business works. But you do not let go, people. You have just spent time, effort, money, and television time promoting, unless there's something mentally wrong with you. I don't know what the hell is going on over in WWE. And I'm going to give you a list of names. I'm going to give you all the names, and then we'll talk about some of them individually, because at this stage of the game, I don't even understand how any WWE fan could waste their time investing in anyone other than Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, who they won't let go. Aside from that, I don't know why you care about anybody. Tomorrow they could release Drew McIntyre. Tomorrow they could release whoever. They don't care. Here's the list of names. Katrina Cortez, Jeet Rama, Jesse Kamiya, Zeta Rainier, Oney Lorcan. Okay, so far, let's get...
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Unbelievable. This is a great time for Blog Talk Crapola Radio to go down. I'll tell you, if I ran my businesses like Blog Talk runs theirs or the WWE runs theirs, I would be out of business. Let me give you the list of people that the WWE released Katarina Cortez, Jeet Rama, Jesse Camilla, Xavier Rainier, Oney Lorcan. Let's stop there for a minute. Maybe we'll have another 10 seconds of airtime before we crash and burn again. If you only release these people, then that would be common business practice. If you have no idea what to do with them, you aren't going to use them, you aren't going to actually put any faith into their future, then there's no reason to pay them. I get you. But when I wake up this morning and I hear a whole bunch of talking heads who don't know shit from applesauce telling me this is the way business works. No, it's not. You do not spend time, effort, and money advertising a That's called wasting your money, and that's not how business works. So don't give me that crap. And the WWE does this all the time. B-Fab has been released. She's just on television. If you had intentions of releasing her, why the hell did you put her on television? Call her up. Let's give her, oh, look who's here. Fired. Lince Dorado and Grand Metalik. Lince Dorado was on his hands and knees begging to be released, and he wouldn't release him. Now, all of a sudden, Trey Baxter, Frankie Monet. Frankie Monet. She was up for a cup of coffee in NXT. Gone. Scarlett, gone. Harry Smith, gone. Mia Yim, Eva Marie, Ember Moon, Nia Jax, Keith Lee, and Karrion Kross. You're telling me that's good business? Well, let's dive into that, you rocket scientists. You just barely rebranded Keith Lee. He's the Bearcat now. He's coming out and doing squash matches so he can build them to something. Gone! Oh, that's really good business. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm glad some of you chuckleheads aren't in business. Let's introduce a brand new dish at our restaurant. And let's take out television ads and ads in the newspaper saying this is the most delicious dish you'll ever have. And it premieres on Friday. And then Saturday say, we're not selling it. You think that's a good use of your money? Think that's a good use of your talent? Karrion Kross, you're repackaged as some sort of a damn Party City trick-or-treater. Had him lose to Jeff Hardy, then go on a win streak where he's tapping everybody out that's currently still there. Gone. We can't find anything to do with him because, you see, we're looking for bigger athletes. We're looking for people that are larger than normal, that are actually intimidating looking and that people will say doesn't look like just everybody. We don't want any of these Finn Balor, Ricochet guys. Oh, wait a minute. Finn Balor and Ricochet are still there and Keith Lee and Karrion Kross are gone. What do you want? Do you want? Please explain it to me. We want bigger guys. Well, how come Finn Balor's there? How come Ricochet made the cut? Huh? How come Reggie's running around? How come Tozawa's still there? It's obviously not true. So what is it that you want, WWE? We couldn't think of anything to do with Karrion Kross. We couldn't think of anything to do with Keith Lee. Well, then you better fire your writers, not your talent. Because if you can't figure out that you could have turned Keith Lee heel and had him go against Big E and had that be a hell of a contest, then that is wrestling malpractice. And honestly, you just need to fold. Go see if Tony Khan wants to buy your federation. Same way with Karrion Kross. If you couldn't realize, let's do this. Karrion Kross was going over big in NXT. He had a really good gimmick, and his girlfriend, wife, whatever she is, would come out and do this whole spooky thing. It was working really good. Let's bring him up alone and have him lose his first match to Jeff Hardy, who's basically a jabron, being booked as a jabron at this point. And then we'll put him in a really ridiculous Party City outfit and further embarrass him, even though we'll let him win. But we're still not going to bring Scarlett up. Let's take away everything that made him interesting. Let's take away everything that made this character cool. And then blame him for not getting over when we have him lose to Jeff Hardy. You had your announcers all saying, I don't know who's going to stop Karrion Kross. It is time to kneel and pray. It's getting scary here. Who's going to stop him? Oh, the Bearcat. Oh, did you realize how athletic this man is? Look at the size of him. Who can stop him? Fired. The WWE has no idea what they want. They have no idea what you want. They are a lost cause. Bischoff was right. Tony Khan is not good. He's not intelligent. He's not a wrestling expert. He's lucky. And the reason he's lucky is he started his federation at a time when Vince McMahon makes about as much goddamn sense as Joe Biden without a teleprompter. They have no idea what they want. Zero idea. Oh, you also let Eva Marie go, huh? Well, that's very funny. You just hired her. Wasted money. Oh, but according to the experts online, that's how business works. You hire somebody for a year, and 3 months later, you let them go because you got nothing for them. Oh, that's real good. That's how real good business works. You have great scouts there. It's one thing to say, I'm bringing in Eva Marie. We're making pretend she's going to be a wrestler, but really she's going to be a manager. That's going to aggravate people, and we got some things for her. She's going to manage Doudrop for a while, but then Doudrop's going to turn on her. She's going to end up managing a stable of women or a man or whatever the hell the case may be. But we have plans for her. You obviously had none. So you hired her without having any plans whatsoever other than to introduce Doudrop, which you could have done without her. You're an idiot. Now, why were these people released? We're going to get into more of them. Don't worry. Why were these people released? Well, the official word is budget cost, just like Bray Wyatt. That turned out to be a big fat lie, didn't it? I told every one of you that said, no, it was just a budget. That's the way business works. I said, business doesn't work that way. If you're an entity that's making five times your salary for the business that's paying you, then they don't release you due to budget cuts, moron. And I got news for you. Some of these weren't due to budget cuts either. Now, you can say Nia Jax, well, people have been calling for her release. Maybe they just had enough of Nia Jax. If it was just Nia Jax that was released with a bunch of NXT people, I would have said, well, you know, they finally had enough. Finally had enough of Keith Lee and Karrion Kross, huh? Finally had enough of Eva Marie. I mean, she's been around a whole couple of months. We only signed her for I don't know how many years, but that's okay. We finally had enough of her. Now, I'm hearing some reports, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm hearing some reports that some of these people were let go because they were unvaxxed. There is this mandate coming down that if you have more than 100 employees in your business and you're not vaccinated, then you're going to be fined $14,000 for every one of these employees on a regular basis until they get vaccinated. Well, if any of this turns out to be true, and some of these people were let go, and some of them were vaccinated, so obviously it's not the truth on some of their cases, but some of them weren't. Nia Jax wasn't, a couple others. If that's true, and that's the only reason they were let go, then once again, this is because we are living in a country of morons. The vaccinated can still get COVID. The vaccinated can still spread COVID. If you take a COVID test and it's negative, you can't do either one. instead of getting a vaccination and saying you don't need a test now, which is incorrect, because you can still spread it and you can still get it, why not just institute every single person has to take a test every single week? That's all. So if that's the reason they fired anybody, that's called an excuse. Just like budget cuts is an excuse. Ember Moon gone. A great addition to a women's division. Couldn't think of nothing to do with her. Mia Yim, naturally. I just don't know what to say at this point. I don't know what to say. I'd love to tell you all that the WWE is just trying to bring you the cream of the crop. They have a vision going forward, and they're releasing the people that they don't feel fit into that vision. But then I would be a liar like the WWE is. The WWE has no vision going forward. None. Zero. Don't believe me? What did they say in a meeting with their shareholders and everything? They said, we are now going to move this company and NXT as well more into a larger group of wrestlers that are more intimidating looking, larger than life individuals, people who can at some point in their career possibly main event of WrestleMania. We're going to move away from the smaller, lighter, common looking individuals. Well, that's not true. And you've just been slapped in the face with it. Keith Lee is huge. He moves like a cruiserweight. What more do you want? Karrion Kross is a pretty large guy. Not huge, but he's large. And he's athletic. What is it that you want? We want the women's division to be more fleshed out, and we want the women's division to be more athletically based. Okay, well, now you've let go Frankie Monet. You've let go Ember Moon. You could say Scarlett's not a good wrestler, but my God, you could have hooked her up with Karrion Kross. You've let people go that you do have a path forward with and kept people you have no path forward with. Why is Ricochet not gone? I'm not saying he's a bad wrestler, but why isn't he gone? He does not fit what you said was your criterion, which is larger people who will one day possibly main event WrestleMania. That's never happening for him. He knows it. You know it. Fans know it. Everybody knows it. You don't use him at all. When you do use him, he's counting the ring lights. Nope. Can't release him. We'll release Keith Lee. This is why I'm telling you the WWE is on a death spiral. This is not going to get better anymore. I don't even recommend you watch it. I'm being dead honest. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm being dead honest. I have to watch it because I have to come here and report it to you. But if I were just a fan at this point, I would say, okay, I'm done. When you guys get your heads out of your ass, figure out what the hell it is that you want, put on a product that's halfway serious. Don't tell us to invest in people, and then when we do, you fire them or change them. Then maybe I'll come back. But until then, you can pound salt. I'm not wasting my time anymore investing in characters that may not be there tomorrow. Oh, we're building up these people. Yeah. Tomorrow, any one of them could be gone. Any one of them. You got about five people that are untouchable. The rest of them, they could go at any time. Now, apparently, the WWE doesn't care. They don't care if they're in the middle of an angle. They don't care if they're in the middle of a buildup. Doesn't matter. Mike, I have no idea what the WWE is thinking here. Some of these cuts I understand. But when you start getting into Karrion Kross, Keith Lee, Mia Yim, Ember Moon, I don't understand this at all because this is exactly what they said they wanted.
Right, and think about this. You mentioned Oney Larkin. What was Oney Larkin doing at one point? He was with He was with what's his name? Walter, wasn't he? Where the fuck is Walter? I thought they were going
to
bring
him
up.
He don't want to move to the United States. So he's not he don't want to move to the United States.
Right. So, but, you know, you talked about the women's division. Yeah, you're right. Miriam and Frankie Monet, you can argue that they should never have changed Frankie Monet, you know, but that's an argument for another time. But those two women in particular would have added something to the they've got championship credentials. They've got they're pretty good, you know, they're pretty good on a stick. They're pretty good actresses. They could have added something to the division. And you were working something with B-Fab. She was getting better and better, you know. And you let her go, she was improving.
It's almost mind-blowing. Because once again, yes, if I'm a wrestling federation and I have guys on my payroll for years and it's like, well, they're going nowhere, I don't intend to move them up at all. They're not really useful. I'll let them go. I understand that. But here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to repackage a guy, put him on television for 3 or 4 weeks, get the announcers to build him up and build him up and build him up and then let him go. That I'm not going to do because that doesn't make any sense. You have let two NXT champions go. Two of them. So let me get this straight. You saw something in them enough to make them the champion of your sister company, but you got nothing for them on the main roster, and you think it's their fault? Think about that logically for a minute. Think about that logically. This would be the equivalent of telling a band, well, you're the star attraction and you're drawing 3,000-4,000 people and you got a couple of hit singles. And then moving you up and saying, okay, you're going to go to 5,000-10,000 seat arenas. You can't play any of your hit singles. We're not allowing you to do that. You're changing the way you look. You're changing the way you dress. Okay, well, and then they don't go over and you say, yeah, you weren't that good. Well, I don't know what to tell you. But I will tell you this. If you cannot find something for Keith Lee to do, you're not a serious federation. I'm sorry, you're just not. The WWE is no longer a serious federation. Because if you can't think of something, if your writers can't come up with anything for a man that size with his ability and his talent on the mic to do, then you're a lost cause. Simple as that. There are people who could build a federation around Keith Lee. I would argue this. Give me every person you released, and I would be able to make a federation that would draw thousands of people. Simple as that. And anybody worth their salt should be able to as well. But the WWE sees no path forward for these people. And it's especially egregious in the women's division, to be honest with you, because the women's division is stale, stale, stale. Might as well release Bayley. I guess she's never coming back. Just release her. Kevin Owens is begging to leave. Why don't you release him? Oh, no, we're going to promote him first. He's going to be a top guy on television for 3 months, and then he's leaving. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's get him to squash or everybody in our federation so when he leaves, he looks so much better. I want you to understand something, Vince McMahon and company. Tony Khan, who I do not like, I'm not going to mince any words about it. I don't like him. I think he's an arrogant little snowflake. And I think he's a money mark. And I warned everybody he's going to get in the ring eventually, and he is. But I want you to understand this. He is going to main event a show with Daniel Bryan and Miro. You had both of them. And you know what that would have been? Third matchup on SmackDown. Daniel Bryan wins after 4.5 minutes. That's what that would have been. When people can take the same exact people that you have and turn it into something big or turning into money, it means you don't know what you're doing. You can't keep blaming it. That would be like me picking up a guitar and playing it poorly and saying, it's the guitar. It's the guitar. The guitar is not adequate. Who could play this guitar and make it sound good? Nobody could. And then somebody takes the guitar and goes shred crazy with it and sells a bazillion albums off of what they recorded with that guitar. Then I no longer have the crutch that it was the guitar. It's me. Well, guess what? Tony Khan is taking the same exact people that you said you have nothing for and no one will pay to see, with maybe the exception of Daniel Bryan because you did want to keep him. But nonetheless, he's taking people you had in your federation and did little to nothing with and making them main eventers, and people are buying it. So how come they didn't buy it from you? Because you don't care. This is a directionless ship. It is a ship with no captain. It is just running amok in the sea. They have no idea where they're heading. They have no idea if they're going to crash on shore. They have no idea if they're going to sink. They just full steam ahead until we fall off the edge of the earth, I guess, Todd. This is absolutely incomprehensibly bad business.
Well, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, there was still some superstars are still there and not happy. As of right now, Sami Zayn is one of them. Kevin Owens, Charlotte Flair. You could go on and on with names who wants to leave, who wants to get fired.
Getting to the point where the WWE is a clown show. And now, you know, I used to really get resentful of AEW fans who would say, oh, it's the WWE marks, WWE marks. Well, there are WWE marks. There are people who are defending this. This is indefensible. How do you defend this? And I don't want to hear, well, Nia Jax deserved it. I'm not talking about Nia Jax. And I don't want to hear, well, they weren't going to do anything with Oney Lorcan. I'm not talking about Oney Lorcan. I'm saying that the WWE made a declaration saying this is the path forward. This is where we're going to go. Now, a lot of people didn't like it and said, I like the smaller, more athletic people. But to their credit, the WWE said, well, then maybe we're not for you, but this is the path forward. Larger athletes, more intimidating looking people, this is the path forward for us. Whether you like it or you don't, we have made a business decision, and that is the business decision. And then what do? You start getting rid of those people. And you keep on your roster people who don't fit that motif in any way, shape, or form. And you bring people up from NXT who don't fit that motif in any way, shape, or form. So what am I to gather from this? The only thing I can gather, Mike, is they have no clue what direction they're going in. They're just throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks.
Right. At least you may not like the direction AEW is going, but at least they have a direction, all right? At least you know you can see where they're headed, right? With the WWE, frankly, your analogy of a ship is very apt here, Marcus, because think about this. They're not only a rudderless ship, they're not even paying attention to where the lighthouse is.
That's it.
You know?
They're just running amok. They're running amok. That's what it is. The WWE is running amok. They put on 3 or 4 good shows in a row. And I'm starting to say to myself, here we go now. This company's starting to build itself back the way it should because they now found a direction. Many of us or some of us may not agree with the direction, but at least they found one. And they're going to go toward it full steam ahead. Good for them. Let's see what happens. And then what do they do? why didn't you just let Elias go? You started out giving him all kind of vignettes about Elias is dead, so we're assuming there's going to be some kind of rebranding of Elias. Where is he? Oh, just forget all those vignettes that we wasted all kinds of time and money on. You don't see him anymore, do you? If they really were going to promote him, they'd keep it up every single week. You don't say, coming soon is this, and 6 weeks of nothing. You don't do that. That's not good business. How's that good business? You keep it going every single week. More anticipation, more anticipation, more anticipation. You don't just let people forget it. This company, I'm starting to believe that they're looking to sell, because this is what businesses do before they sell, is they cut all of their heavy expenses so it's more appealing to someone to buy it, because they don't have big contracts or they're not weighed down with extra baggage that they don't need. That's what companies often do before they sell. So this is a very, I know it's a conspiratorial type thing, because Vince McMahon and company said, we're not selling. It's a family business. It's here forever. I'm telling you, this is looking like a business that's getting ready to sell. Vince McMahon's getting older. It's quite obvious he doesn't. People are saying it's his life. It's his whole life. Well, I don't buy it no more. I think Vince has decided, look, I'm going to go lay on the beach somewhere for the rest of my days. Triple H can take a big F you. Maybe he can run the company if somebody buys it, but he's not going to own it. Because I don't think he thinks Triple H did a very good job at NXT. If he thought, I want to ask all you people who think you know about business something. If you have a CEO, even though Triple H isn't technically that now, but Triple H basically is the whole entire NXT until recently. If you had faith in that person, and that person said, I have this athlete, and he's amazing, and we've literally bred him into NXT to the point he's the champion. People love him. We're selling merch. People are chanting his name. Time to bring him up. Would you bring him up and have him lose? Would you bring him up and have him be a joke? Would you bring him up and change every single thing that your CEO said is the key factors to this athlete? No. This would be the equivalent, and I always use music equivalent, this would be the equivalent of me saying, okay, I've signed Rob Zombie to my record label. Cut your hair. You're going to wear a suit and a tie, no beard, no stage show. You're going to come out on a stool, and you're going to sing your songs with an acoustic guitar. And then when everybody throws eggs at you, I'm going to say, you're not that good, I guess. People said you were good, but guess you're not. Nobody wants to see you. Once you've removed everything from someone that makes them want to see you, surprise, surprise, they don't want to see you anymore. And I will reiterate this until the day I croak. If you have Karrion Kross and Keith Lee in your federation, neither one were making gigantic money. If you have Karrion Kross and Keith Lee in your federation and you can think of zero, F all, to do with them, you need to fire every single writer on that staff. You need to fire the head of talent relations. You need to start draining the cesspool, because you have a bunch of people there who are clueless. Absolutely clueless. Bad enough you effed up Ember Moon. Bad enough you screwed her up. But now you're going to do it with these guys? Come on. And again, does it take a rocket scientist to say, look, Eva Marie can't wrestle? Don't sign her to begin with. But if we're going to sign her to begin with, what is it that you plan on doing with her after the Doudrop angle is done? Please explain to me, because it's not going to take a year. So please explain to me what it is you plan on doing with Eva Marie before we sign her after this angle is done. I don't know. Okay, well then we're not signing her. You think that's good business? Or is it good business to sit down and say, look, we've signed her for a year, we signed her for 2 years, whatever. What is our plans with her? Well, she's going to start being Doudrop's manager. She's going to aggravate Doudrop to the point where eventually Doudrop's going to turn on her. We're going to get a good match or a series of matches out of that, a grudge match out of that. Then, okay, and then what? Then where does Emory go? What does she do? Okay, well, that's not a good answer. So we're not signing her. To say, and then she's fighting this exact person. But then you could say, well, then maybe we can work into an angle where she manages a wrestler, whether it's a male or a female. Maybe we can work her into an angle involving an already established wrestler. We'll definitely have some things on the table for you to choose from. There's any number of options we can go with her after the Doudrop angle. That's what you do. Nope, not the WWE. Not them. Sign her, quick, before what? Before she signed to do what, porn? There's nothing left. Nobody wants her to wrestle for them. You think AEW is hot on her ass? You people are a joke. Mike, it gets to the point where, I can't even recommend watching it because fans are rightfully upset that they put their time and effort into getting behind an athlete, and then you just... Nope, sorry, go on.
Right, and think about this. You talked about it, them saying, well, the WWE is a family business. Well, if it's so much of a family business, then the plans would have been, I'm going to step back, and it's going to go to Stephanie, and it's going to go to Shane. There's your family business, right? But that's not what they're doing. You know? Wouldn't that be the logical thing if this is a family business? Wouldn't that be a logical thing to do is to say, okay, I'm not going to give it to Triple H, but I'll give it to Stephanie and I'll give it to Shane. You know?
Of course. Now, look, this is a Keith Lee, by the way, who said in a recent interview, Randy Orton told him, you are very good at this. You're very good at what you do. This is a guy who hasn't been doing it forever. If Randy Orton gives you those type of accolades and you can't find something to do with them. Now, some people are going to say, well, Keith Lee had some medical problems and maybe the WWE was concerned those medical problems may come back. Maybe they were concerned his heart wasn't all it should be. Maybe they were, well, then you give him the tests. And if that's the case, you don't lie to people. You don't say it was budget cuts. You say give Keith Lee, our doctors have given him a physical. We do not feel that it's in our best interest to continue our working relationship with him because our doctors feel there's some issues. That you just tell them the truth. That's what they did with Jerry Lawler, right? Hey, man had a heart attack. He's not getting in the ring. That's what they did for a while with Edge and stuff. And they, no, we're not letting you get in the ring. That's what they're doing with Paige. They're not saying Paige is gone because of budget cuts. I mean, this is ludicrous. I just want you to look back at the talent that the WWE has let go. And yet some people still survive. And it makes you wonder how. Because you have no plans for them. Please explain to me your plans for Tozawa. I love Tozawa. Please explain to me your plans for him that make it critical that he stay. How about Sami Zayn? What's those critical plans you have for Sami Zayn that he has to stay? Huh? You don't have any. What's your critical plans for Ricochet? How does he fit into WrestleMania? Oh. We don't know. Okay. Well, how come he's not gone? See, this is the problem. If it was really budget cuts, what you do, any good business does, is they take a look and say, who are the people who are expendable, who we really can't use? The people who are, yeah, they might be serviceable. Yes, we're using them to a degree, but they're not. It's not necessary that they be here. That's the first thing you do. And I would think that the first people you do that with is the people that's not getting any TV time. Then would come the people who are getting some TV time but really not getting over and you have no real plans for them and they've been around a while and you're pretty sure they've outlived their usefulness. Then would come top names or mid-carders, and then would come top names. You might as well get rid of Morrison. What are you doing with Morrison? He's going to be some kind of guru hippie type guy now? You've already got one. You're not going to do anything with him. Let him go. Jeff Hardy, hanging on, hanging on, hanging on. Why? Let him go. He's pushing 50. You got no plans for him. It's outrageous. It doesn't make any sense. If you told me we got to save a few million dollars, which to the WWE is about like saying to us, we got to save 50 cents. We need to make some cuts. Okay. Well, then let's start with guys like Oney Lorcan that you say, he's not coming to the main roster and it's not important for him to be in NXT. Gone. Gotcha. You might make an argument for Nia Jax and say, look, she's hurt a lot of people. She's not really going over. People don't want to work with her. Okay, fine. Gone. You made an argument for that. What about, but when it comes to Keith Lee and Karrion Kross and Ember Moon come on. I'd be like, well, no, those people are mostly untouchable. They've just really got here. You haven't even let them get their foot in the door. We don't know if they're going to be big or not. These are not people you want to let go. You want to let go of the people you already know aren't going anywhere. And here's a news flash for you. Finn Balor isn't going anywhere in your federation. And if he does, it's a mistake. He's boring. He's outlived his usefulness. Looks like he's mailing it in most of the time. You could have let him go, and people would have said, well, whatever. He doesn't fit that plan. He's a small guy. They said they don't want them small guys. There's one big name gone. Don't try to sign Kevin Owens then. Just say, hey, Kevin, if that's the way you feel, leave now. Save us a bunch of money. Just leave. We'll give you your walking papers. This is the equivalent of having an office where there's four or five people saying, as soon as I find another job, I'm out of here. I hate it here. Can't wait to leave this hellhole of an office. And you got loyal employees typing away, doing their stuff, and you say, we got to make budget cuts so the loyal employees are gone. And all the rest of you who think this is a hellhole and you're going to leave the minute you find a job, well, we're going to keep you. And they're going to walk. And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen when Charlotte Flair says goodbye? What's going to happen when Kevin Owens says goodbye? What's going to happen when these people's contracts come up and they're like, I could be next at any time, and I don't want to be that person, so I'm not staying here. Do you think that looks good to the people in the back? All you people who think you know about business? You know what? Some of business is reputation and perception. And when the perception to the fans are, nobody is safe, so why should I even bother getting behind a wrestler? When the perception to the people who work for you is, why should I bust my ass because I could be next in line even though I'm busting my ass? This is not good business. Todd, it's going to be hard to imagine what the WWE is going to look like months from now.
Oh, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, a couple months ago, when the top, what tons of superstars got let go, one of the big top superstars was Bray Wyatt.
I agree. And where's Bray Wyatt now? It's positively, I just don't know what to say anymore. I really don't. Because, it's almost mind-boggling.
It really is. Think about this. When they let, what's-her-name go? Not Ruby Riott, but her running partner. And AJ Styles, Sarah Logan. And AJ Styles flat out said, we know what he said, right? About Sarah Logan.
Yeah.
And they let her go, you know. Is there any wonder why Charlotte Flair's trying to get out of there?
No, Mike, there's no wonder. And see, this is the thing. And anyone who listens to this show knows that AJ Styles is my favorite wrestler. But I will tell you this. If I were so desperate for budget cuts, and I was so desperate to save a dollar, then I'd say, well, AJ, look, I mean, no offense, you're one of the world's greatest wrestlers, but you're 40-something years old. I think we probably used you as much as we can. We don't have any major plans for you to hold a belt for a year or anything. You don't really even want to. I think we're done here. We're moving on to younger talent. Let RK-Bro finish up their thing and tell Randy Orton we're done here. You know, that's what happens in any other business or even if you – it's not a sport, but if you want to talk about sports, when an athlete becomes – I don't care how good you are. At some point, you say, well, you got to make room for younger talent. So if you're a 44-year-old pitcher still hanging on, making a bazillion dollars a year, and you're still decent, I'm sorry, you got to take the back seat. We can't afford your pay anymore. You're not going to be a valuable asset to the company. That's who you get rid of, the top contracts. Why get rid of people who are making, you know, $400,000, $500,000 a year, $350,000 a year? Why are you getting rid of those people? That's a drop in the – that's like pissing in the ocean, man. Get rid of the top guys then. Get rid of the guys that you say, okay, well, they're making huge money and we're not doing a whole lot with them. There's a couple of them. Even if they're really, really good, you might as well get rid of Cesaro. You're not going to do anything with Cesaro. You've already proven you're not going to do anything with Cesaro. I love Cesaro, but you're not going to do anything with him. So get rid of him. Go ahead and get rid of AJ Styles. You might as well. You're not going to do anything with him at this point. Let's base our future on Omos. Well, that's tremendous. That'll work. Might as well get rid of Jinder Mahal. You're not doing anything with Jinder. And you have no plans to do anything with Jinder or Sami Zayn. You might as well get rid of Kevin Owens. He don't want to sign. You may as well let Charlotte walk. There's a lot of money that you can free up. Why aren't you doing those things? If that's what you really need to do, that's what business does. Business evaluates and says, well, what are we getting out of these people, and are they happy here, and do they want to leave, and let's let those people go first because they're not going to give us a full effort. And let's let the people come in who really want to work here and love it here and really want to put their best foot forward. That's who we want. No, you keep releasing young talent. And then Tony Khan just picks it up like a low-hanging fruit, man. It's unbelievable. You're just feeding his talent pool. Let's release all the good young talent. And let's just keep on bringing in Edge at 50. Let's just keep on asking The Undertaker to come back for one more match. Let's just keep hanging on to 40-some-odd-year-old Jeff Hardy. I don't understand this. And this is why fans are actually saying, well, okay, then you know what? Maybe I'll give AEW a shot. Because at this stage of the game, snowflake or not, at least Tony Khan is saying, well, we have a plan forward. We know what we're going to use our talent for a few months ahead of time. WWE has no clue. We could tune in, literally tune in tonight, and have them say, well, we've no plans for this person, and this person, so they're gone. Simple as that. Why don't you let Sheamus go? Sheamus is injured. I love Sheamus, but I'm sure he's making a good amount of money, and you don't really have any major plans for him. Why don't you let him go? Why don't you let the people go that Tony Khan would say, I don't know. They're kind of banged up and a little bit older, and their best years are behind them, and that's not really, you know, we're trying to go forward here, not backward. Why didn't you do that? There's no answer to that question, Mike. Because this business is literally a shambles.
Right. And think about this. I'm going to go back to Charlotte Flair. You know she doesn't want to be there. Why are you keeping her? All right? She doesn't want to be there. I mean, she's proven she doesn't want to be there by her actions And she's proven that she doesn't want to be there by, you know, copywriting things and doing all that stuff. She doesn't want to be there, and you're paying her how much? You're paying her top guy, top woman money, you know. I mean, it would make sense. I mean, I'm not for cutting somebody because they're hurt, but when she comes back, Bailey, what do you have for her when she comes back?
Nothing. You're right. You're right. Why are you cutting young talent? I just don't understand this. This is the equivalent of a ball team calling up a guy from the minor leagues, and he throws three games, has an ERA of 0.46, and your 42-year-old pitcher is still hanging on with an ERA of 3.5, and you say, we got no room for you, kid. We're trading you. We're going to trade you. We already got an established pitcher here. Why would you do that? You know you've only got a limited amount of years with these guys. You had unlimited amount of years with guys like Aleister Black. You had unlimited amount of years with Rusev. There were guys that you had tons of time. Buddy Murphy. Tons of time. I could see Brian Danielson. You say, well, how long is he going to wrestle? Even he said that. I could see CM Punk. How long is he really going to wrestle? I get that. I could see, you know, The Big Show. How long is he really going to wrestle? What has he done except collect a paycheck? Those guys, I understand. It's a shame that you don't think enough of them to give them a Legends contract like you do other people, even though you're making huge, huge money. But if you really do feel like your budget has to be cut, then that's the people you get rid of. You get rid of the old-timers. You get rid of the people making top dollar that's just hanging around now, not doing much. Then you get rid of the younger guys that you say we have no faith in them. We've given them a good look. They've been around for a year. We know what they can do. We don't think they fit in here. They're gone. That's what you do. You don't get rid of top-flight guys. You just don't do it. You don't get rid of guys that you've put time and effort into and they're getting over. Don't tell me that Keith Lee wasn't over. Karrion Kross wasn't starting to get over. Don't tell me that Ember Moon couldn't get over. And Bray Wyatt, there's the one that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Randy Orton can shit in girls' gym bags, sexually harass males. Say inappropriate things, get you in trouble on tour, and he's our boy. Bray Wyatt says, look, I'm not going to let you destroy this character anymore. I'm not going to go out there and do crap that's just going to be self-destructive. Well, he's too hard to work with. He's impossible to work with. Okay. Well, you're kicking yourselves in the ass, okay? AEW is not beating you, WWE. I mean, they're really not, even in the ratings. But as far as, like, fan appreciation, AEW is not beating you. You're beating you. You're the ones who are doing it. You're handing Tony Khan this. All Tony Khan has to do is sit back and say, isn't it a shame? That's all he has to do. You're handing him this. My hope is that the WWE sees the backlash from fans about this nonsense. Now, they're not going to see the backlash about Nia Jax because she was not popular. They're not going to see the backlash about a bunch of people that most people don't even know who they are. But if you don't see backlash from Karrion Kross and Keith Lee and Ember Moon, and then I don't know. And everyone knows that I said signing Eva Marie to begin with was a huge, giant, colossal mistake. This whole panel said that. But our assumption, because we thought you were good businessmen, is if you are right here, you must have something that you intend to do with her. And, Mike, obviously we were wrong.
Right. And think about this. If I'm Ronda Rousey and I was at all planning on coming back, I wouldn't come back to the WWE. Who knows how long I would have to sign? Who knows how long I would be there? You know, I would want, you know, a long-term contract or a semi-long-term contract, whatever. I'm not going to go there and within 6 months I'm gone. You know, that's what they're doing. I mean, Frankie Monet has been there for, what, less than a year?
Right.
And what does that say? If she's gone, what does that say about Morrison?
You might as well let Morrison go. This is what I'm saying. What the hell are you doing with Morrison? You signed him to come over here and be the Mrs. Flunky. He was amusing for a while. He came up with some good bits. He's a great athlete. He's going nowhere. Is he going to make a run at a championship? No. Is he going to be even a top mid-carder? No. Let him go. You have nothing for him. Sami Zayn, you had this whole thing about him making a documentary, and it's going to be showing you how I have been persecuted, and that went nowhere. And now he's just floating around with his Fidel Castro hat on, trying to be I don't know what, and losing every week, and it's going nowhere. Let him go. Ricochet came over, I'm a superhero, I can do this and that. And he flew around the ring for a while, and people were impressed, and then all of a sudden the WWE said, yeah, that's old, and you're just going to get squashed. You got nothing for him. Let him go. At what point continue to hang on to people that you have nothing for and let go people who you should have a lot for? So you're telling me that this whole thing with Damian Priest saying there's an evil side to me, that if you do a certain thing, I'm like the Incredible Hulk. If I get really mad, then the devil comes out, and you're not gonna match him up with Karrion Kross? You don't think that's a good idea? You got Big E, who says, I'm a power lifter, and I'm this and I'm that. I'm one of the biggest, strongest guys in the sport, and you're not gonna match him up with Keith Lee? You don't think that's a good idea? You don't think Keith Lee versus Big E is going to be a really good match and a really good build-up? I don't know what to tell you. Now, if you got medical information on some of these guys, any of these guys, or gals, that's no good, then you should just tell the public, because then you don't look like a jackass. If you come out and say, we love Keith Lee, we absolutely 100% wanted to keep Keith Lee, but our physical that our doctors gave shows some problems, and we're just not comfortable putting him in the ring. I understand. That's a good excuse. If somebody else is comfortable putting him in the ring, fine. Jerry Lawler still wrestles. But don't lie, because then you look like a jackass. Just say this is the truth. See, this is where Tony Khan one-ups Vince McMahon. Tony Khan could have lied and said, John Moxley got injured, and he'll be out for a little while, folks, but he'll be back. He's very resilient, and I'm sure he'll heal fast. No. They told you the truth. He's entering alcohol rehab. Because that's respecting fans. Now, I'm not saying Keith Lee has a medical condition. He said himself that he had some problems with his heart, but it cleared up, and everything was fine. I'm not saying he has a medical condition. I'm just saying if there is a reason other than that, if you came out and said, we let Nia Jax go today because, to be perfectly honest, we don't feel we going forward she's safe, I think everybody would have been on the WWE side and said, well, yeah, you know what? Yeah. I see that. If you let B-Fab go because you say, oh, well, listen, there was major problems with her backstage. She was this and she was that, and she said this and she did that. Okay. But let us know. Because when you start just letting people go saying it's budget cuts, when we know it's not budget cuts, then people just think you're a damn liar, and they think you're just letting people go for no reason. Give us the reason. And don't just lump them all together like they're cattle. We've let Nia Jax go for this reason. We let this person go for this reason. We let this person go for this reason. They're individuals. Give us the individual reason. Don't just lump them all together and say, budget cuts. That's the blanket that everybody falls under. It's not true. It's not true. And yet fans know it's not true. So now the fans know you're liars. It's just terrible. This is no way to run a business. I'm telling you, this is no way to run a business. You come out, you're honest with people. And by the way, you should be a little bit recalcitrant, too. You should say, we deeply regret part ways with the following people. And then you give the reasons. And if you say a few of them are budget cuts, you could easily take all the NXT people and say, these are very talented people, but we are moving in another direction in NXT, and they don't fit our plans. So, unfortunately, the following NXT people are gone. That's very understandable. Then again, you can say the following people, we have some issues with their medical reports, and we're not comfortable putting them in the ring. Fine. Or this person, we feel is not safe. There's some problems. We've had some behavioral problems or whatever the case may be, and we just think it's best to part ways. Fine. At least you're honest. But to just say, let them all go, budget. Let them all go, budget. Well, here's a thought. Why don't you let some of these ass clowns in your writing pool, why don't you let them go? Because they obviously have no talent. Obviously they don't. This is a pissing contest. Vince McMahon is purposely trying to run Tony Khan out of business by saying, I'm going to put all of these people in front of you, and I'm still getting people writing me saying, AEW is going to sign Keith Lee. AEW is going to sign this one. AEW is going to sign all of them. Oh, God. How old are you, 12? What are they going to do? They're going to just sign everybody to WWE. Let's go, right? That's what they're going to do. They got 3 hours of TV time and 400 wrestlers. How in the hell are you going to get people on TV? They might sign one or two of them. But for every one or two of them they sign, there's going to be one or two guys in that AEW locker room who does not get airtime anymore. I want you to remember that. I think Vince McMahon is purposely trying to flood Tony Khan to the point where people say, well, I'm getting out of here. There's no room for me here. I really think that's what the strategy is. Bait them to sign all these people. That's what the fans are going to want. They're going to put on social media, Tony Khan's going to sign them. And Tony Khan said, oh, 20 people on a wrestling group said, I have to sign this guy. I guess I better sign him. I don't know. And then you get people in the dressing room saying, hey, how many people are you going to sign? I haven't been on television in 3 weeks. If you're not going to use me, let me go. And you're going to get an unhappy dressing room. We had a lot to talk about today, and this thing took the air out of all of it. We had Chris Jericho flaming mad at I can't even think of his name anymore. I'm so upset. Kalisto for misspelling Brody Lee's name. Oh, you got a happy dressing room there. You got a happy, happy locker room when wrestlers are making fun of each other and threatening each other. That's just what you want. Let's bring in more people, Tony. Flood that dressing room. Neville is AEW. Where is Neville? You see him once in a blue moon. When's Jake Hager wrestled last? See him once in a blue moon. A lot of these people, you don't even have enough time to really invest in a character. And you're going to sign more? Everybody's AEW. And then guess what's going to happen? The guys who aren't getting used are going to say, I don't want this anymore. This is not what you promised me. All you did was buy a whole bunch of WWE leftovers and leave me in the dark. That's what's going to happen. And then Vince is going to be laughing, saying, I told you not to leave. I told you you should have come home. And these guys are going to go back. They go over to Vince or go back to Vince. It's exactly what's going to happen. Because a lot of these guys got big egos and they want TV time. And as soon as they don't get any, we're going to have a problem. So I don't know. I mean, listen, this is, the wrestling business is getting weird. It's getting really weird. I don't know what to say, Todd, except that at this stage of the game, you know, I'm going to be watching SmackDown tonight, but I'm going to be saying to myself, why should I even bother caring about any of these angles? It could change tomorrow.
Well, you're absolutely right there, like you said, about the angles. And you know, lately we haven't, another superstar we haven't seen lately is Jackson Ryker. Where is he? They don't show him that much anymore.
Why don't you let Jackson Ryker go? That's another good point. That's a good bring up. Yeah, where's Jackson Ryker? Let him go if it's budget cuts. That's why I know it's not budget cuts. You're all idiots if you think it's budget cuts, folks. It's unbelievable. I want you all to understand something. You better pray to God that Roman Reigns doesn't break his freaking ankle in a match or a spot. Because if Roman Reigns was to be out for 3 months, two and a half, 3 months, you're done. You're done. Your whole federation is done. You've got nothing. You've got no one. Who's going to take his place, huh? Brock Lesnar never shows up? Drew McIntyre been there, done that? There's nobody. You lose one or maybe two guys to a sickness, to an injury, to anything. You're done. And I want to remind you that Roman Reigns has health issues. God bless him that he seems to have gotten better, but, you know, you're on eggshells there, right? So you better start thinking long and hard. Don't tell me this is good business practice. This is a business malpractice. That's what this is. You are setting yourself up so that if one or two guys goes down, Mike, this whole federation is underwater.
You're right. I mean, let alone if at the end of her contract, you let Charlotte walk, you know, and then you do something like unforeseen, like, I don't know, cutting Bailey, you know, then what, you know? And look, I hope if your theory is true and he's trying to flood the market with talent, you know, Vince is trying to flood and trying to get Tony Khan to flood his, you know, sign all these people. I would hope that, Cody and Orn and what you call and what's his name of Tully Blanchard and stuff would get a hold of Tony Khan and tell him this, tell him how cutthroat Vince can be, you know, Dustin as well, you know, tell him how cutthroat Vince can be and tell him, you know, that's what this is. He's trying to make you spend all this money, trying to make you ruin your business model, which, for lack of a better term, has been successful, even though you've shot your mouth off and you probably shouldn't have, but it's been largely successful, all right? Your business
Think
model.
About this, Mike. If you're going to have 10 top guys, we've hired CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, and obviously we've got John Moxley, and he's going to be a top guy, and Christian's going to be a top guy, and this guy and that guy, and this guy's going to be a top guy. Eventually, you're going to start hiring people, and you're going to say, well, we can only have so many top guys. Somebody's got to lose. We can't have 40 top guys. So, unfortunately, some of you guys are going to have to be mid-card. And guess what's going to happen when some of these guys who are normally considered main eventers or very, very, very high mid-card or low main eventers are told you're in the mid-card. They're going to be like, I ain't losing to Orange Cassidy. I ain't doing the job for Sammy Guevara. I'm a star. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you that's what's going to happen. All of these guys are like, I'm going to AEW, and I'm going to be the big name there. And then here comes a bigger name. And then here comes a bigger name yet. And then here comes a bigger name yet. And pretty soon it's like, okay. Well, I guess I'm not so big. Aleister Black's over there. I'm the big signing, Aleister Black. They're going to run with me to the top. Oh, they signed CM Punk and Daniel Bryan? Oh, well, did a mid-card for me. See how that works? You can't have 40 top guys. You just can't. No federation can. That's why I always told the WWE, pick your 5 or 6 top guys and run with them. I don't care who they are. Pick them. And then the rest of the guys are going to have to fall in line, and pecking order's got to be established, and you can change it later, but for right now, you got to have it. And Tony Khan's getting into that dangerous territory right now where he don't really know who the top guy is going to be. Is it going to be Chris Jericho at 50? Is it going to be CM Punk at 48? Is it going to be Daniel Bryan in his mid-40s? Who's it going to be? That's the problem. You can't sign everybody. That's the mistake Eric Bischoff made and cost him big time. Vince McMahon's trying to force that issue now. That may be my conspiracy theory, but then why in the world would you give him people he would be interested in? Again, Eva Marie, he's not going to be interested in. If you let go, you know, guys in their late 40s, he's probably not going to be all that interested in them, because then people are going to say, well, all you got is a federation filled with 40-something-year-old guys. I could see him jumping on Chris Jericho right away. That was a big name, and he needed a name. I could see him jumping on CM Punk, because that's going to bring you a lot of ratings. I could see him jumping on Daniel Bryan, because he's a big name, and he's still got a lot of wrestling left in him. But you're not going to just start willy-nilly signing, you know. I guess you are, because he signed Mark Henry, and he signed The Big Show, and all these people. And that's just wasting money. How much money do you waste before you finally say, huh, I can't waste any more money? If the WWE's making budget cuts, doing the kind of business they're doing, which is 10 times what AEW's doing, just on the TV deal, they're making a billion dollars from Saudi Arabia. Show me where Tony Khan's making $1 billion anywhere. Show me. What's his TV deal looking like? Is it $1 billion? No, it's not. So how is it that he's affording all of these people and Vince McMahon can't afford them, and yet it's budget cuts? That's why you know it's not budget cuts. You know it's not budget cuts. I mean, that's perfectly logical, Mike.
It really is. And look, you're still in the middle of that contract with Saudi Arabia. They're going to go back to Saudi Arabia, right?
Yep.
You're still in the middle of that contract. And we haven't heard anything about, you know, whether or not the release of the whatever documents from the government here that maybe ties Saudi Arabia to 9/11 or whatever it is. We haven't heard anything about that lately. So if we haven't heard anything about it, then they're going back to Saudi Arabia. They're in the middle of that contract with Saudi Arabia. They got probably another $800 million to $1 billion left on that contract, right? They have the money to keep these guys. Now, granted, do they have the talent writing-wise to make use of these guys? Probably not. And look, here's the deal. You look at the Dirty Dogs, you know? Yeah, I love the Dirty Dogs, but Ziggler's in his 40s, and so is so is Rude.
Mike, that's such a good point. Again, look how many people we've mentioned. Look how many people we've mentioned that are in their 40s. And they ain't got that much left, and they're not going to have a big run as anything. Why aren't they gone? You think, who do you think is making more money? Keith Lee, Karrion Kross, or Bobby Roode? I'll tell you who is. Bobby Roode. So you're absolutely correct. I don't know what the WWE is doing. They're losing me big time because I can't stand this anymore. I can't stand a federation that is making more news outside the ring than they're making inside the ring. And that's exactly what's happening with the WWE. They're becoming a clown show of, oh, wait till you see who we got this week. This is a world beater. Who can beat this man? Corey Graves? No one. No one can beat this man. This man is as close to invincible as anyone I've ever seen in my life. The WWE's finished. I know we told you to invest in him, but nah, we lied. Oh, let's show vignettes coming soon. Eva Marie. Let's waste all your TV time saying this is going to be big. They're going to do something with her. Nah, it ain't nothing. Yeah, we lied. She's going to walk out Piper Niven and then just disappear forever. wasn't that fun? No, it's not. You've wasted my time. WWE better get their shit together, because I'm telling you right now, fans are pissed. I've never seen fans as pissed as I've seen them pissed today. And fans like that, that get that pissed at a company and start to say things like, why bother watching when my favorite wrestlers are probably just going to be fired in the coming 3 or 4 months anyway, that is a dangerous situation for Vince McMahon and company. We'll see you Sunday.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Wrestling Chat Radio is a Savage Blade.